In digital marketing, companies are spending more time and money on ad campaigns that are gone in a day. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Ephemeral marketing. It's a big trend in social media advertising. You probably just call it stories. Obviously, Snapchat started the idea. Short visual, video, or picture updates that disappear after 24 hours. Instagram copied that feature successfully. This summer, the company announced it had 400 million daily users on Instagram stories. And here's where the money comes in. Over a million brands are creating Instagram stories too. Kate Talbot is a marketing consultant who wrote a book on using Snapchat for business back in 2016. She says branded stories appeal to audiences who watch them right alongside updates from friends and family.
I definitely think it's the future of content marketing, and I think that it's changing how brands and media and influencers are crafting their own content. At the recent Facebook conference, they were saying that more people are using Instagram stories than actually posting on the grid or the newsfeed itself. And as we all know, Facebook can really change the landscape of social media marketing. So if they're focusing on stories, then the rest of the tools are as well.
Why do people like stories so much, even if they're marketing messages?
They like stories because it's true and it's authentic. I think a lot of people are kind of sick of that brand message that has been just pushed out at them. And stories, you really connect one-to-one with people and with brands. And it's content that just disappears. So you can create something that's really funny, or you show a video selfie, or just your authentic self.
Fear of missing out is a long-standing advertising technique. Marcus Collins is Chief Consumer Connections Officer at the Donner Advertising Agency. He says the reason these messages work is partly because they disappear.
The platforms that provide ephemerality, provide the sense of scarcity, gets people to move, right? I mean, that's why you get flash sales, or, you know, J.Crew emails you and says, 80% off, you know, in this 1 hour, you better go buy, right? Like, when we know that door is closing, we feel a sense of loss aversion, and we allocate a lot of energy to go capitalize on that before the window closes, because we hate loss. The same thing happens in these platforms, is that, you know, the message, the story, the thing may go away. You don't want to have missed that, because if you miss that, then you're not a part of the cool kids. If you're part of the cool kids, then you are disconnected and not a part of the network. And if you think about this from an anthropological perspective, then your likelihood of survival is probably low.
Mm-hmm. If you miss that Instagram story, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know,
you are socially dead in the water.
Exactly. Like, you know, you wake up in the morning and everyone talked about the VMAs. You like, the VMAs was on yesterday. I missed everything. Now, when I go to school or go to the office or my local hangout, I can't contribute to the conversation because I didn't see it.
Collins also said marketers tend to refer to all the things they create as stories. According to numbers Facebook released back in May, agencies are investing about 8% of their digital marketing budgets in Instagram stories so far. And before we go, today is the one-year anniversary of me taking over as host of the new Marketplace Tech. So thank you for listening. If you love the show or have suggestions about what you'd like to hear in year two, email me, mptech@marketplace.org, and maybe we'll have a little swag for you too. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.